the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Ivan Craig speaking. We trust you'll stay with us. We trust the Lord will use us to make our broadcast a blessing to you today. Truly thankful that we have the privilege of coming to Thee, for You've told us to cast all of our cares upon You, for You care for us. We're thankful for our precious Savior. We're thankful for all that He did for us. And we're thankful God is no respecter of persons. So bless our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit visit each heart. Make our program a blessing to each and to every soul. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you be an overcomer all along the way? Would you be a constant blessing every passing day?
Oh,
Our subject for today's broadcast, Make Your Calling and Election Sure. And our text of scripture is taken out of 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Seeing the danger, as is brought out here in these previous verses of this first chapter, the danger of apostasy and the fearful end of them who obey not the gospel and thus receive the grace of God in vain, give all diligence, haste, be deeply careful, labor with the most intense purpose of soul to make your being chosen in consequence of obeying the heavenly calling to be the people of the Church of God. So it is incumbent upon us the duty of making our calling and election sure. This is our responsibility, and God's grace is sufficient if we will avail ourselves of His grace. The promises of God for those who have responded to the call are great and precious indeed. Wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's 2 Peter 1 and 4. Our initial call and election. God calls through the gospel, whereunto He called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which is also I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. This gospel contains commands that must be obeyed. Number one, the command to believe in Jesus Christ. We read in the Scriptures, John 8 and 24, if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. Number two, the command to repent of sins. Acts 17, verses 30 and 31. The Apostle Paul, there on Mars Hill, speaking to the people of Athens. And he said, the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Number three, to confess Jesus as Lord. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So we read in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Number four, after we are truly converted, then we need to be baptized. And I do not speak of sprinkling, nor pouring, but I speak of a burial. Whenever a person is dead, then they need to be buried. And whenever you die to sin, you need to testify to the world that you have died to sin, been made alive to Christ by water baptism. Then number five, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and I do not speak of some strange or wildfire thing. I speak of the receiving of the Holy Spirit. For Jesus said, after the Spirit of God has come upon you, you shall receive power to be witnesses unto him in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So I mention these things, and of course there are other things that could be mentioned, but there are requirements laid down in the gospel. There are things that we must do. I know some people say, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Well, the scripture does say that, but it says more, as I have just read to you, a number of things that the gospel requires. Now note the calling and election of the nation of Israel for the moment. Israel as a whole was called to be God's people. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people that are upon the face of the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. But their calling was conditional. Notice what Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5 says. Now, therefore, if thou wilt obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. So being called of God, accepting Christ as Savior, does require action on our part. I'm not talking about salvation by works, for salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. It is the gift of God. But the gospel does have requirements that we must meet. Many of them did not obey, and I'm speaking of Israel now, many of them did not obey his voice. So we read in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 11, so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Now in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 16, Jesus said, many be called, but few are chosen. Jesus taught this truth in several parables. In the parable of the tares, where we read in Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 through 43, about the tares that were sown in the wheat. And also, we read about a wedding feast in Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 through 24. And there were those there who made excuses and did not come or would not come to the wedding. And we also read of one who came in the wedding group without a wedding garment on. And he was taken out and thrown in the fire, as it were. So again, Jesus teaches us that not all that are called are chosen. There are requirements, I say, to be met. And we must meet them if we're going to have the salvation of our soul and be able to labor on until we make our calling and election sure. Another parable that Jesus gave was the parable of the talents. He gave one man 5 talents, another man 2, and another man 1. And he went on a journey, and when he returned, the man that had been given 5 gained 5 more, and he was highly commended. The man who had been given two gained two more, and he also was highly commended. But the one that was given one talent took it and buried it, and he said, I knew you were an austere man, and so I put it in the ground to keep it safe for you. And the Lord said, take that one away from him and give it to the one that had the 10. And he lost the talent that he had. And every one of us have been given talents, and we are responsible to God to use those talents, especially when we think about making our calling and election sure. We all have talents, and we must put them to work. We must use them. That's why God gives these talents. And then there is the teaching in regard to the vine and the branches that we find in John 15. Jesus said, there I am the vine, you are the branches. And he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, it shall be taken away. I know there are those who teach that you can't say, you can't backslide once you are saved, but that isn't what Jesus taught in John 15, verses 1 and 2. He taught there that if we did not bear fruit in him, then we would be taken away. And you have to be in him before you can be taken away. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. But to be in Christ and to remain in Christ, you must be a fruit-bearing disciple. Yet our calling and election as individuals is conditional, just like it was with Old Testament Israel. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. That's Romans chapter 11 and verse 22. I don't know how those that say once saved, always saved, reason away these scriptures. Let me read that verse again, Romans 11 and 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. We must watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12. We read of a man who labored with the Apostle Paul, a faithful man, and we find in the scriptures how Paul commends Demas, but later on we read in the scriptures where Paul said in regard to Demas, he has forsaken me, having loved this present world. So we must be careful to be obedient to the scriptures if we're going to make our calling an election sure. Making sure of your election by God by being fruitful in the knowledge of Christ. Let me read here from 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligent heed to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's reading chapter 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. By growing in grace and in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, then we can be sure of our election with God. Then we read in the very last verse of this little book, 2 Peter, verse 18 of chapter 3, but now grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Using the talents Christ has given us is another way that we can make our calling and election sure, not hiding them in the ground, as the man did in the parable that I just referred to, and by being a fruitful, fruit-bearing Christian. It never hurts to examine ourselves. Just do not allow Satan to accuse of things you are not guilty of. Yes, we are told that we should examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith or not. Am I growing in my experience? Am I growing in the knowledge of Christ? Am I using the talents the Lord has given me? Is my prayer life what the Lord would have it to be? Is my love for the truth strong? Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. We want to make our calling and election sure, and there are things that we must do. We are told in the Scriptures that we are to lay aside every weight and run with patience the race that is set before us. And Jesus spoke, saying, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. It's not the one that starts in the race, but it's the one that follows the race. And speaking about races, back in ancient times, the Greeks had such great stress on races, there were lines that the runner had to stay inside of. If he crossed the line first, outside of those lines, he did not win the prize. To be able to cross the line of victory or win the race, he had to stay inside of the line. And beloved, I would compare that to the Word of God. If we want to be able to endure to the end and win the crown of life, then we must stay inside the line. In other words, we must live in obedience to the Word of God. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So the word is a lamp unto our feet, it's a light unto our pathway, and if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So be sure you make your calling and election sure. Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts and scriptures with our precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has borne witness to the truth and made them a blessing to hearts, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. Our email address, truth@fred.net. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. We have an archive there of a number of the issues. And you can also listen to a previous broadcast if you would like, for we have an archive of our broadcasts as well. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And we also invite you, if at all possible, to join us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. And our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. So we invite you to be with us in our services, read our monthly magazine, or listen to a previous broadcast by going to www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We do thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Oh,